Welcome to the Dr. Obed Obinade podcast. Dr. Obed is a thought leader and apologist who speaks to life's great existential questions of origin, purpose, faith, and destiny with fluency and grace. He is an author and the president of the Christ Cosmopolitan Incorporated, a vibrant apostolic commission that heralds the message of the fullness of Christ. Dr. Obed has seen his ministry soar to great heights over several years, touching the lives of many across the globe through his various ministry platforms. May you grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ as you listen to mind-renewing and heart-enlightening messages by Dr. Obed. Do enjoy this teaching. God bless you.
Do you know 120 talents of gold? People, one metric ton of gold is $58.41 million today. I checked it before I came. 58.41 million dollars today. 120 talents of gold is 4.45 metric ton of gold. That is what she brought. Now, multiply 58.8 by 4.5 and you are working yourself into a one-time offering of over $200 million. You didn't hear that. How many of us will be giving how many years to give that offering? Imagine, lawyer, you handled a case that landed you $500 million. How much do I make out of that? A tithe, not only that. Prophet's offering, not only that. First fruit, not only that. Thanksgiving, not only that. You are not getting what I'm saying. Then he brings his collection, not tithe, collection. And she dropped it. $250 million. Did you do that? What was it?
$264
million. $264
million? $600,000.
Times Ghana City 10,000.
That's already a poll.
Thank you. The line is what?
12.
Multiply by 12 cities. Answer one more bar. Sorry, see, get so, but I'm offering quite one more. Say, basket now, you're the bread. Wow, who some the offering? Not two grand. What's answer one more? Umpeso, be home. One more, the ship. Nanka, open, nanka, kita. Half of near Queenship at the Bayana. Yeah, it has to lira. Carbon said, oh, but now the articulator be my offering. That is how much she brought. On one visit. I have testimonies to give to you soon on one visit. On one visit. I said, only one visit. Very few people understand what I'm saying. Because I'm seeing that it will happen this year. Yeah. A swooping. How much is it? How much? Your calculator is not able to calculate.
$3 trillion, 175 billion. 2 million Ghana.
Let's change it to old CD. Because that's the true value of the money. Add 4 zeros to that amount. Trillion. 30 quadrillion. Obiaba, sorry, yeah, but for you, 30 quadrillion. Pay. No wonder others said Solomon said Queen Sheba. Can we talk about this in a different way? Others propound that after that offering, Solomon followed Sheba. Hey! Say, no, we are not in a hurry to go home today. Imagine you came to church with that offering. Do you know what? We all wait for you to finish giving your offering. No, why must we compete with him? Do you think it would be fair? You came to church, one day offering. 30 quadrillion. Have you heard that before?
No.
Eh?
No.
You better say no. Don't behave as if you have the money. No, no. This man, if we lift him and hit him to the ground, 10,000 cry today, cry may not be in his pocket. But see the way, no, no. Can I talk to you? No, can I talk to you? This was only gold. Only gold. Do you know what she brought? She brought spices. And it is said that spices were more expensive than gold. And with the gold, they were able to place the amount on it. But the spices, what does scripture say? Read. Read the spices.
And of spices, very great store.
Just say, yeah, to me, time. One visit. This is why we must arise. You see, when you are rising up, you are not rising up to receive Gentiles. For kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. I don't think you are getting what I'm saying. Kings, they shall come to the brightness of your rising. This is not just Bible quotations. It's the vibration of the year. Why? The camels shall come. That is what it means. Please read 1 Kings 10:2 and look at what the camels brought. Read.
And she came to Jerusalem with very great train.
She came. Listen. There is one. Can I talk to you?
Yes, Pastor.
I've seen this experience when we went to Nabdam. Went to do a crusade. One night, the king announced in his whole paramountcy, we are all going to the crusade. Will I be bothered about numbers? One person. Do you know that one person can walk into this auditorium and everyone will be full? Are you sure you are getting me? Do you know that if peradventure we strike acquaintances with Bidin, and Bidin decides that his friend is Pastor Obed and he's coming to visit me, I have a responsibility to now tell the Otumfo Bidin is coming to his land? I don't know if people are getting. Do you know that I would also inform the president that Bidin is coming here? And do you know that for me being the friend to Bidin, all of these precedents will gather not because of Bidin, but would want to get close to me. So that through me, I see it. One person, only one person. You don't need two people. You need just that one critical destiny helper. He'll bring in everything you need. Woman.
Man of God.
Woman.
Man of God.
It was not a king that came. It was the queen. So question is, if Queen Sheba came this way, what will the king of the kingdom of Sheba bring? King Solomon said, no, let's not wait to get the king. Let me be your king. People, when you think about this year, think about Queen Sheba and Solomon. Spices without number. Nature say na meko wom na pepre wom na hintia wom na senam ayayayayay anis and ache prekese frafra onion garlic ninyinav spices. And she brought precious stones. And then when she came, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. It became hearty, a hearty conversation. Now let's end it this way. Everybody say amen. Amen. We are ending. Say a big amen.
Amen.
From where Queen Sheba came from, Bible says she came from the uttermost parts of the earth. That means that she came from Ghana, Nigeria. Do you know the uttermost parts of the earth? You don't know the uttermost parts of the earth. The uttermost parts of the earth, beyond, below Africa, there is no continent. And she came from the uttermost parts. That means that where she came from, she was at the end of the earth. Where is the end of the earth? West Africa, down, Southern Africa, that way to East Africa. That is where the queen came from. And if you knew King Ahasuerus and the expanse of his kingdom, then you should know who Queen Sheba was. She came from the south. Where is the south? Queen Sheba was actually black. I'm not going to black heritage. Friend? I said friend. She brought too much value to Solomon. Now let's finish it this way. I'm ending. 2 minutes. No more than that. Hear this. It is said that the journey from the kingdom of Queen Sheba to Jerusalem was 6 to 8 months when she set out just to see one person. Can we now talk about whether Sheba is male or female? In Isaiah chapter 60, your daughters will be at your side, but your sons shall come from afar. Sheba is not gender. Sheba is the potential of sons. People that walk into your ministry and change the face of your ministry. People that walk into your life and they change the face of your life. And do you know what? Solomon was ready. Can we talk? Now, I want to do a calculation. Are you ready for this one? Do you know that for a queen to travel to a great king, he would have to send ambassadors ahead of time? Can we do this calculation? So if it took 6 to 8 months for Queen Sheba to get to Jerusalem, now let us use the ambassador that left Queen Sheba to come to David, to Solomon, to say, our queen wants to come. That is 8 months. For that person to go back, that is 8 months. That is ample time to prepare, ample time to fix, to paint your house, ample time to put things in place, ample time to inquire of God, what is this woman bringing? Why is she coming here? What is she up to? Then when you are done with the 2 8 months, then now when she has to now set off. No, that's not how it is done. Because when you accept it, now the ambassador will have to take the lead and tell you, our queen is arriving on this day. So think about it. It took 2 to 3 years to prepare for one visit. When you read the scriptures, go into it. 2 to 3 years for one visit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, the verse number 2, Paul was talking about an offering he received. He said, "For I know the forwardness." Everybody say, "Be forward." We are ending the meeting. Say, "Be forward." Can you please read it in the Living Bible for me? "For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia." Read.
"For I know how eager you are to do it."
I know you are eager to do it.
"And I have boasted to the friends."
I've been boasting about you.
"In Macedonia."
Listen.
"That you were ready to send an offering a year ago."
Shh.
"In fact, it was this enthusiasm of yours that stirred up many of them to begin helping."
So you know what? Let me tell you the truth thing. When you are here and you are always grumbling, or you are with somebody and always grumbling that your 10 city is doing something, your 10 city is doing something, or your 5 city is doing something, and somebody walks in and drops 130 quadruple, what? quadrillion offering. Do you know what? If you have done trading a little bit, there is what is called the bulls and the bears. For you to benefit in trading, you have to look at which people are turning the trade. Is it the bulls or the bears? If the bulls are turning the trade, you just place your $1 by it. So that when they win, you can benefit from their profits. And do you know what? They will win to the limits that they want to go. And it is to that limit your money will be multiplied. So in church, you must not have a revelation to give. You must always say to yourself, who are the big givers here? Whenever, and I remember I took this decision long ago when I was a child. I looked at our church, the rich folks in the church. Anytime there is singing in worship, and they take out their money, their big money, and they drop, saying today's amount, 10,000. I also take my coin. Then I don't know what is informing the revelation by which such a big giver that has so much is still giving to God. Then I will put my coin behind it. I don't know if there is anything in this giving to make him this blessed. Then I time the revelation of their giving. I may not have any personal revelation, but when givers give, I also give to push it. So I attach my giving to the big givers. So where is this founded in scripture? 1 Corinthians 9, the verse number 2. Read again.
"For I know how eager you are to do it."
Uh-huh.
"And I have boasted to the friends"
uh-huh.
"in Macedonia"
uh-huh.
"that you were ready to send an offering a year ago."
Uh-huh.
In fact, "it was this enthusiasm of yours."
It is this your attitude, your giving.
"That stirred up many of them to begin helping."
This is the reason why we don't believe in private giving always. It is the reason why some of your giving, when you give, you should give publicly, because it will inspire others to become givers as well. Very important. You may not preach to anybody. Pastor may preach about the power of giving, but that your big amount of public giving will create givers in our midst. When you give, give big. Last year, one of my sons, I've not had a car for over a year, going to about 2 years. One of my sons in the U.S. just dropped a car. He said, "I want to give you a car." He just dropped the car here. When we got the car, I bought it. I parked the car here. We needed this roof. I said, "Sell it. Let's use it to roof." I was there. He said, "I saw the rain beating you. I can't stand it." He said, "Take 200,000 for the roof." One other son in the U.S. very dear to my heart. He said, how much do we need to complete this roofing? I said, initially we just needed about 150,000, but now we need about 450 to 500,000. He said, man of God, Pastor Bed, have it, 100,000. Why must I talk about this they are giving? So that when you give, you will know that if these big givers are giving this much, at this my level, I'll begin to give and propel myself into that dimension of grace. Then other sons will come. Man of God, Pastor Obed, no coffee. One of my dearest sons, Pastor John, not a day that he will visit me empty-handed. Pastor John came to me. We sat and we spoke. He said, Pastor Obed, this, that. I said, listen, go. If you feel led. He said, no, you are the one leading me. Go and do this, and go and do this, and go and do this. He came back after a month with a big offering. Strangely, all of these offerings, when I get them, goes up here. You are good people, CCI. When I think about you, you inspire me to keep doing what I'm doing for ministry. If you were not here, I would have no people as a proof to inspire others for ministry. Thank you for the year 2022. God bless you. This year, it is going to be the best year ever in the history of this commission. Mark it on the wall. The best year ever. Miracles, word of God, financial inflow, the exhibits of wisdom and power. You have never known me, and you don't know CCI until this year. You will see what you have never seen before. I told you it's a year to fight. Fighting for what? Fighting to bring glory to God. Lift your hand wherever you are. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, this is my year to fight. I will become all I should be. I will manifest all I must.
I will manifest all I must.
The grace of God upon my life.
The grace of God upon my life.
The hand of God upon my life.
The hand of God upon my life.
Will manifest greatly this year.
Will manifest greatly this year.
In mighty dimensions of glory.
In mighty dimensions of glory.
My life will blossom.
My life will blossom.
As I live up to responsibility,
as I live up to responsibility,
I fight for the camels.
For the camels
are coming.
I am ready.
Beforehand,
the manifestation
of the gift of God
will be seen in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Celebrate Him because He's
Hallelujah.
Good. Slap your hands together better for Jesus. He is good. For sure, all the time. I see so much blessings on you this year. I see you change gears. I see you become a wonder in this generation.
Thanks so much for listening. We trust that you've been blessed with truths for life. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Obed Obinna Day podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remain blessed, Shalom.